Good morning. I'm Christina, the Chorus Call operator for this conference. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q2 H1 2011 Results Conference Call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Erez Arroy, Co-CEO of SHL Telemedicine. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Christina. Good morning, everyone. I'm here, like always, with Mr. Eran Ontebi, our CFO. We'll start immediately. I will give the business review of Q1 and half-year results, and then Eran will go through the numbers, and of course, we'll leave time for Q&A. Let me start with slide number four of the Q2 business review. I'll start like in the last few years with Germany, of course. In the German operation, we are still continuously concentrating on negotiating with large-scale contracts with health insurance, with big health insurers. This is our main strategic goal in the last, I would say, 2 years. Unfortunately, I cannot announce about any and concluding it, none of these contracts, but we're still quite optimistic with this approach, and we believe that, and hopefully, we'll be able to announce sooner rather than later about a closed deal like that. In the meantime, we can see in Q2 that as the capacity of operation until this kind of contract is closed is lower, we streamlined the operation in Düsseldorf to accommodate this lower capacity that we need, and you can see it in our financial results. Moreover, in Germany, also, we was published of the Diabetiva, our diabetes product, a new study with West German Center for Diabetes that show a significant improvement in results of the patients that are under our care. This was important for us to show to our clients in Germany. This is basically in the Q2 in Germany. In Israel, we continue to show a good financial performance, improved margins. We also recruited many new patients based on the agreement with the Israeli health insurer to a CHF project, and we see it in the results. If we move to slide number five, about the Smart Heart, in this quarter, we introduced the Smart Heart in the TechCrunch conference in the U.S. The Smart Heart is quite a unique device that gives us the ability to convert any smartphone to an EKG device within 30 seconds. This is the smallest hospital-grade EKG in the world, as far as we know. It can transmit to a doctor, to cardiologists, to anyone that the patient wants to do it. Basically, by the way, the size of the, it's a bit smaller than, it weighs a bit less than the iPhone, and it's just a bit slightly larger than an iPhone. It's a very cool device. It has various abilities that we didn't have in our previous devices, but we plan to introduce it basically marketing-wise by the end of the year. We just say it was a bit earlier because of this acceptance of the TechCrunch conference. That's why it was made public before that. I believe quite by the end of the year, we will introduce our plans or how do we plan to roll out this or to market this device to consumer worldwide. As for our half-year results or highlights, financial highlights, although the revenue declined during the period, the gross and operating margin are fairly steady. Of course, Eran will give more details about it. basically, most of that are because lower investment in our consumer market initiative and the streamlining of operation in Germany. We are announced actually this morning a dividend of 0.66% per share. That's about $7 million that will be paid on September 23rd. A record date will be September 22nd. We approved introducing a share repurchase increase of additional $2 million, or up to $2 million. And one more thing that we did this half year, we raised long-term loans of about 100 million shekels, about $29 million. From financial institutions in Israel. We wanted to secure our financial capability to support German large-scale deals once they will be closed. That was the main reason, and we are of course happy that the financial institutions in Israel are believed in our in the company and gave us this loan in pretty good terms under current market condition in the world. At this time, I think I would move over to Mr. Antebi to go in more detail to the financial results.
Hi everyone. We'll go first to slide 7, the second quarter results. second quarter we have revenues of 11.6 million. That is an 11.7% decrease in terms of constant currency compared to the second quarter of 2010. The decrease comes from our German operations. As we've stated at the beginning of the year at our yearly press conference. In terms of our gross profit, the gross profit has declined a bit from 67% margin to 65.5%. Our operating expenses are lower, mainly sales and marketing, which brings us to operating profit on par with the second quarter of 2010, with margins a bit improving due to the lower revenues. EBITDA of 2.7 million compared to 2.8 million, same margin for the EBITDA, 23.3%, and our net income is 1.2 million or 11 cents per share compared to 14 cents the share and $1.5 million in the second quarter of 2010. If we go to the half-year results, overall, there of course, the second quarter is the explanations are pretty much the same. We're down 10% in revenues in constant currency terms coming from the German operations. We have less operating and operating expenses and the cost of services expenses, bringing our operating profit to 2.8 million or 12.1% of revenues, which is a bit lower than 3.2 million, which was in the first half of 2010. EBITDA of 5.3 million and net income of 2.2 million, 21 cents per share compared to 3.1 million. And 29 cents per share in the first half of 2010. In terms of our revenue by geographical distribution, well, what we see here is if we compare the first half 2011 in constant currency terms compared to the first half 2010, we see Israeli revenues on par with the first half of 2010, a decrease in revenues in Germany, and revenues from the U.S. Being pretty much the same as the first half of 2010. In terms of our balance sheet, As we've seen quarter by quarter, our balance sheet or our total assets has increased. Our total balance sheet is now almost $102 million. We have $22.1 million in cash. This is, of course, before the loans that we've raised. So overall, our current assets are $39 million compared to total liabilities of $20 million. In terms of long-term assets, fixed assets, and intangible assets, there is no significant change. As always, our fixed assets are growing a bit because we keep on investing in devices leased to our customers. And our equity is $80 million, which is 79% of the balance sheet out of the $101.7 million of total assets. In terms of our cash flow, this half year, our cash flow from operations was negative $2 million compared to a positive, compared to cash generated from operations of $3.4 million, main reason being Germany. And the fact that our operations in Germany or our revenues in Germany have declined, bringing our cash to be a negative cash flow from operations. In terms of investing activities, we've invested a bit less than the first half of 2010. Again, our investments here are two things mainly, one of them in R&D, and the second one in devices leased to customers. We have in the half year before the long-term loans taken on a short-term credit from banks in Israel. Overall, bringing our total cash and marketable securities at the end of June to $22.1 million compared to $20 million at the end of the year.
At this point, if anybody would like to ask a question, we'll be happy to answer.
First question, Mrs. Carla Benziger from Bank von Tobel. Please, go ahead, madam.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good. Thanks for taking my question.
Good morning, Carla.
First to Germany. How likely do you think that you will be able to close your contracts until end of 2011? And is it still about $50 million US dollar contracts, or as you stated in the last quarter, or do you think that this is maybe a bit lower?
Actually, the negotiated contracts are a bit higher than 50.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you know, my nature is pretty optimistic. You know, maybe by now, but I'll try to be careful. Yeah, we feel optimistic, but I felt it in the beginning of the year, and it just the process is a bit longer than I thought. So we still feel that it should be closed by the end of this year or by the end of this quarter, maybe. But I have to be careful here. Yeah. I won't let my normal nature to. Just, you know, it's the German environment with the control. Just the processes that take more long, even though it's more than one contract, but one, let's say, is very advanced and should be closed. But I really hope that that coming to this conference, I will have a contract in hand.
Okay, fair enough. For the sales, I mean, Q1 and Q2 sales in Germany were in absolute level terms about at the same level. Do you expect that in Q3 and Q4 they will remain at that level, or should they start to increase again? What do you think there?
Well, we haven't seen this half year, the first half of 2011, we haven't seen the full effect of the termination of the contract in Germany, since it is a run-off process which takes time. So I would say that, you know, that this is where we are in terms of German revenues. We expect we expect it to pick up again once we sign the contract.
Okay, but before that, you think it's rather going down than up?
Yes.
Okay.
So we need a contract to pick up the revenues again.
Okay. And regarding North America or the retail divestiture, is it fair to say, I mean, if we look now at the sales you had last year, and so I guess they will fade away by the end of 2011, do you expect to be still break even next year? Because, I mean, you also have the problem if Germany is not picking up, I mean, sales will definitely not increase. What do you expect, I mean, without these payments, do you expect that that you could report an operating loss in 2012?
First of all, it's a bit early to give guidance to 2012. Well, it's easy without giving guidance, of course, at this time. It's quite easy to say that if we will we won't have revenue in Germany, revenue increase in Germany, and we won't have revenues from the U.S. without doing other action, of course, company will lose. But I believe that we have new possibilities, not just, I mean, from management point of view, that if we will need to do, we will be able to even if this negative scenario will happen, that we will be able to show profit, even if it will minor, still we'll be able to show it, but I cannot give the full possibility of potential action that we can do.
Okay, clear.
Okay.
Yeah. And in Israel, you showed flat local currency growth in the first half. You state in the press release that you were able to recruit new patients. Do you expect the local currency growth should be positive in the second half then, or will this impact be a bit postponed?
Well, if you look at the quarters, then in terms of our second quarter, in terms of local currency, we have shown growth in revenues in the second quarter compared to the second quarter of 2010, and we expect this to continue.
Okay, so when was then the timing of this new patient contract? I mean, That was maybe a bit unclear for myself, whether it was signed maybe even after Q2 or was it already signed at the beginning of Q2 or whatever.
As we said in our yearly conference, they were signed at the end of 2010.
Okay.
And, it just as always in terms of our business, it takes time to recruit and then takes time for the whole, you know, to see the full effect.
Okay.
We're still recruiting there,
and
but
recruiting,
the adoption there is it's one region of this counting cluster, and the adoption is satisfying and it's going up nicely. And we start to see the effect in this quarter, but it will continue to improve just from this region of this counting cluster, and hopefully we'll have other regions as well.
Okay, cool. I forgot this fact then. You state also that you could improve your operating margins in Israel. Can you give us any more flavor on this? I mean, is it very significant or is it?
These are the, if we look at the first half of 2010, our margins are have slightly improved compared to the first half of 2010. You know, we expect growth to continue, but again, you know, we're not talking about anything spectacular. We're still, as we've always said, Israel is still a mature company, and it is growing bit by bit, but at a bit of a better rate than before.
And can you maybe give us an indication how much the Forex impact was on EBIT?
If
you would look at the constant currencies, what would the EBIT margin have been in the second quarter?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the EBIT margin is in terms of constant currency in the second quarter was 15.1%. Gross profit was 66%. And EBITDA was 25.5% in terms of constant currency. For SHL, you're not talking just about Israel, right?
Yeah, for the whole group. For the whole group, yes. Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks a lot. And then the last question on the B2C business. What's going on there? And the I guess some of the cost savings you will probably also do in this business, right? As you indicated, you had lower operating expenses also due to that. What is your strategy in the B2C business?
Certainly we had to adapt things this year, and part of the saving was from the B2C, and we reduced it to quite a minimal level at this point. One of the most important aspects of our future B2C is the smart app. We believe it will lead consumer activity. But how exactly it will work, what will be budget related to that, a lot of other things in our size of companies are connected to other things that happen in the operation, of course. And that will remain not before the end of the year. We can come with more details on the plan.
Okay.
At this point, we'll leave it on a minimum scale.
Okay, and maybe I just have another question for the loans you made for Germany.
We have time.
For the loans you made for Germany, I mean, you made it in shekel. Can you explain again what it is meant for exactly, and maybe explain why you didn't do it in euro?
I'll explain. Well, maybe I'll start with the last and come to the beginning. We did it in Israel because, to be honest, our reputation with the local financial institution gave us ability to raise in good terms in quite fast manner. So this is the main reason why we do it here.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we raised without, of course, using the cliche that you raise when you can and not when you need. But we believe that, you know, assuming the closing one or more than one large-scale deals, one of the financing needs that will be needed in Germany, of course, will be giving installing device, recruiting the patient, and then getting without getting to the full details of the contract, but getting our share of the saving from cash flow point of view a bit later. So we don't want to be in a position that we have, if it's a large-scale deal, that we have the ability to finance it without putting too much strain on the company.
Okay, that's clear. Okay, thanks a lot, and have a good
thanks,
time.
Carla.
Bye.
Bye, Carla.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody, and looking forward for our next conference. Have a nice day.
Bye, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.